Hello, hello, everybody. I hope you're all now. Hope you're all well. Sorry. FPL. Oh, my God. Right. Let's start again, shall we? Hello, everybody. Hope we are all well. Welcome to the FPL Banter. My name is George. How are you all doing? We are here. Double Game Week 33 is here. The long-awaited Game Week 33, albeit it's not a big one. It is not a big one, folks. However, we are here. So, unless you've been living under a rock, Man City, Bournemouth, I need to say Brentford then, Brighton, Burnley, Chelsea and Leeds, all double game week. So, as you can imagine, there's chips galore, there's bench boosts in play, there's probably a couple of wild cards in play, there's triple captains in play, and there's free hit in play, which is what I played this week. So we will go through my free hit plans. I have two, technically I have two drafts, but really it's just one change in one of the drafts. But we'll go through it. Just a little personal message though, a little personal discussion we're going to have. This is me being a bit smushy, so bear with. So on Tuesday, we met up with Aaron, Slack Aaron. I don't know if Aaron actually listens to my podcast, but I'll give him a little mention anyway. So Aaron is in our Slack, one of the OGs in the Slack, and he lives in Singapore, and he had a little family holiday with his wife, his kids and his in-laws into the UK. So they've been to London, Edinburgh, Manchester, stayed in Manchester to watch Man United, who lost 2-1, and I felt for him actually, because I probably won the only days I ever support United, and I was hoping they'd do a job for him, but they lost 2-1, unfortunately. And then he came back to London, which on Tuesday, which I then went to get him for our little FPL gatherings that we try and do as much as we can, to be fair. So it was me, it was Rory. It was lovely to meet Rory as well. That was the first time me and Steve met Rory. So it was me, Steve, Aaron, Rory. And then a lovely special appearance from Sam Bonfield from the FPL family. And it was lovely. You know, our usual meet-up. And, you know, I love them. I love our meet-up so much because I just always look forward to them. We always have a laugh. Me and Steve are just, like, honestly, I can't tell you how much I love that bloke. He annoys the crap out of me, honestly. That guy is my kryptonite, and he brings out, honestly, you should have seen me the other night in our little group. I thought he'd done something terrible, and I was losing my shit. I was absolutely losing my shit. But bless him, he'd done it for right reasons, and it was all a laugh, and it was all a joke in the end, and it was, you know, it was all sort of surprisey, and it was lovely, but yeah, shout out to Steve, who's, you know, he's always there for me, no matter what, good days, bad days, and even on the bad days, he would literally just make me laugh before anything else, and yeah, credit to him, and credit to all of them. Rory was lovely, Aaron, it was lovely to finally meet. Everyone thinks we have like this massive rivalry, but we actually don't, you know. We had a lot of football chat, and probably 98% of what he was saying, I actually agreed with him on. So the war is over in the Slack, guys. So enjoy the peace for now until Brentford play United in, well, next Monday. But no, it was lovely. And Sam, you know, credit to Sam. She's a very, very, probably the busiest woman in FPL. And, you know, she took her time to come out of us and, you know, I'd only thought she'd stay for like a half hour, 45 minutes, but she stayed for pretty much the whole stint. Probably because she didn't want to, you know, face a angry Lee at Liverpool. But no, honestly, jokes aside, it was lovely. And then, so as I just said, I have free-hitted and I regretted it. Romero got injured. I pressed it the night before. Romero got injured. And all of a sudden, if I want to play 11 for 34, I've got to take a minus 8, which I won't be doing. It'll be a minus 4 and I'll just play 10. And then, you know, I'm in a bit of a disarray. I don't know what to do. My head's all over the place. So who do I call? Sam Bonfield, who as you guys probably know, if you haven't already, there in the FPL family, there's basically tiers you can join where you can join the FPL family. So there's the all-in tier, which I'm in, where you can have four zooms a season. So because there's four lots of chips, you get you get obviously four zooms. So obviously you can use them for like two of your wild cards and two of your free hits. That's basically what I did. Or you go for the basic zooms here, which is basically two zooms a season. And then if you don't want the zooms, you can join Manager of the Month. And if you don't want that, you can basically join the little Slack tier, where you can join the Slack, have conversations, all that jazz. So I called Sam for the Zoom. I called Sam for the Zoom. And we discussed my free hit and what we're going to do. So we will go through the decisions we've made. I want to say we, because we had a long, really, I kind of ripped the free hit team that I had. I ripped it up and we just started all over again and we dissected all of it. And I'm quite happy with where I am now. There's basically two decisions I need to make. And I'll tell you a story. I was doing this. I literally recorded this pod 40 minutes ago. And for some reason, it stopped recording halfway through. So a lot of what I've said, I basically during that first trying to re-record this pod, it's made me make my decision for me. So we'll try and go through it again, but it probably won't be as thorough as it once was. But before we do all that, we'll go through the game week that we just had. So I was 128k and I'm now 144k. Some reason I actually thought I was 7k red, but it turns out it was more than that. It was a 14k red. 16k red, actually. So it is what it is. It's annoying because I benched Roos and Virgil, basically, who basically got 20 points between them. So if I had that, it would have been a green, and I'd probably be in the top 100k, which is what my target is for the season. But I'll go through the team now, just so, you know, you get a clear on, which we will do now. So bear with me 2 seconds. Premier League, where are we? Here we are, Premier League. Right, so Roos for Dubravka. I played Dubravka, who got a two. Should have played Roos. Basically, I went for the vibes of Spurs. I thought they'd get a new manager bounce. I thought they'd perform better. Basically, I thought they beat Sunderland. I'm waffling a bit here. But yeah, I thought they beat Sunderland. They didn't. They were bang unlucky, to be fair. I thought they actually played really well. The attacking weren't great. It really wasn't great. But I thought they were more solid at the back. And I have Romero. And before that goal went in, he was on for a bonus. And he was two away from a DEFCON. I thought, okay, we're going to get a haul here from him. And he, you know, the deflected goal went in. And then he went off injured. So I couldn't even get DEFCON. So I got a one-pointer. And I benched Virgil for a 9. And I benched Roos for an 11. So, yeah, it's just one of them. It's an extra 20 points. And if I get that, I'm in top 100k. So, it was really annoying. Gabriel with his assist in the Arsenal game. Winning the penalty. O'Reilly getting a goal. So, a 14-pointer. And then came off injured. Which is a conversation we will have. Bruno Fernandes, my captain, with an 8. Gordon with just a clean sheet point with a 3. Semenyo with a blank, as well as Wilson. And João Pedro and Haaland. And then Thiago with a 13-pointer. With what Lee would say, a penalty and a goal off his backside. And then my bench, as I've briefly just said, Roos, Dango, Virgil, Roos with 11, Dango with a 2, Virgil with a 9, and Hill with a 3. So not a great week, as I just said, a 53, a 16k red. But more importantly, Claire has closed the gap a little bit in the league, in our FPL Bantam Mini League. So let me just read it out to you. Da-da-da. So I'm on a 1894, 53 points, 1894. Claire with a 1867 and a 68 pointer this week. So she is now 27 points off me. Which, yeah, I'm nervous. I'm sweating a bit, I can't lie. And yeah, just she's gonna, sorry, comments keep popping up and I'll keep reading them. Yeah, so Claire's closed the gap. She used her wild card. She had a great week. She had Bowen and she had O'Reilly, Van Heck and Verbruggen with clean sheet points as well. So she's had a stormer and she's closing the gap. She's using a bench boost this week and I'm shitting my pants, to be precise. Because there's a lot riding in this league. We made a few little bets in it. What's the word I'm looking for? They're not bets. They're like, well, they are bets, but they're, what's the word I'm looking for? Basically, if Claire wins, I've got to do a few things. If I win, Claire's got to do a few things. And the whole group actually has to do a few things, by the way. Just nothing bad. Just, you know, I've got to wear a certain shirt. She's got to wear a certain shirt at Fest, that kind of stuff. But it's all fun and games. We have a laugh in there. Yeah, it's all banter, as we all know. Hence, FPL banter. The rest of the table, though, Steve with a 58, so we've got a 18, he's on a 1851, so 17 points, 16 points behind Claire in third, and then there's basically a 10-point gap between Louise in fourth, Nicole in fifth, and Duncan in sixth, and then Kelly, Fiona, and Andrew sort of sitting at the bottom of the pack, in 7th and 8th and 9th. So that is that. So we'll go on to the free hit then. So I'm very off it tonight. So bear with me. This is a poor recording of a pod, but at least you can see what I get up to. So free hit time. So I got Verbruggen or Darlow on my options. I've gone Verbruggen. I think he's the most solid pick in terms of a goalkeeper. I think there's more upside for him. I think he has a good opportunity of getting at least one clean sheet. He'll get save points against two teams that do actually need to win. So I think Brighton will have some quite open games. He has a history of saving the odd penalty here and there. So who knows, that could happen. So that's that. Now, this is the O'Reilly draft. So this is the 11 that I'm 70% sure I'll be playing if O'Reilly's fit. Just remember that, if O'Reilly's fit. So O'Reilly's in the squad, and then a double Bournemouth defence of Senesie and Hill, who have Newcastle and Leeds. Now, I think Bournemouth are probably your best bet of a clean sheet. By this point, Leeds could be 9 points clear of the relegation zone with 5 games to go, which, you know, you'd expect them to not blow that, really. You know, you'd need Forest and Spurs to go on like a non-stop winning streak. And as for Newcastle, sorry, Nicole, I'm going to batter Newcastle here. But basically, I don't know what's going on with Newcastle. I think they're in a lot of disarray. That I think there's a lot of not a miscommunication of what they want. I think either the players or the board have had enough of Howe, or they're not supporting him as much as he wants them to. There was reports today that Gordon wants to leave. There's reports that he could go to Arsenal or Liverpool or even Bayern Munich. There's been rumours that Bruno G wants to leave. Now, that's not been actually proven. There's been talks that his agent has been meeting up with other clubs, again, Arsenal and United. Trippier's definitely leaving. That could just be an age thing, though, where he just can't hack it in that league anymore. And Tonali as well wants out, which is a bit shitty compared to... It's similar to Tony, isn't it? Because we, with his whole betting scandal, we sort of defended him, and then he went to Saudi a year later, and Tonali seems to be doing a similar thing. Whether he goes to Saudi, that's another question, but he wants out of Newcastle for whatever reason. So, something's not right in Newcastle at the moment. So, we just have to wait and see how that plans out. But I think Newcastle is a good fixture at the moment to attack, in terms, especially when they got Bournemouth, have got them in a double game week as well. So, I'm going for the double defence there. And then I've got a midfield four at the moment of Scott from Bournemouth, Okafor from Leeds, Semenyo, and Pascal Groves from Brighton. Now, I'm pretty set on three of them. I'm set on Gross, I'm set on Semenyo, I'm set on Scott. It's just Okafor I'm looking at. Now, the only reason I'm looking at Okafor is... Actually, first, what I'll say is, if O'Reilly's not fit, Cherky comes in. Job done, that's it. And say no more. Cherky's in if O'Reilly's injured or ruled out or whatever. If Pep says nothing of it, or if he gives us some bullshit, we will see, or assess it after training today and we'll make a decision, blah, blah, blah. Which you probably will say, by the way. I don't think we're going to get a definite answer from him. I'll have to make a decision whether it's O'Reilly or Cherky. If it is O'Reilly, there's a conversation where I play Okafor, who, by the way, in his last four games he started, he scored at least a goal in every single one. So every game he started, in his last four, he scored. So that's a stat for you. So that, you know, and that gives you a bit of confidence. If he starts against Wolves, he'll score. Potentially even if he starts against Bournemouth, he'll score as well. So there is that to, you know, talk about. Now, despite there being a double game week, and most of your players are going to be double game week, because of course they are, especially if you're using a chip like this. However, just because they've got a double game week does not necessarily mean they're going to do better than certain single game weekers. Now, the only single game weekers that I really, really want this week, or I want to play, is Bruno Fernandes and Thiago, who I'll go on to in a minute. Literally, the only question you need to ask yourself here is, Okafor has Wolves and Bournemouth. Bruno Fernandes has a poor Chelsea side at the moment. A defensively poor Chelsea side, I might say. Now, the question basically is, does Bruno in one game against Chelsea get more than Okafor in the double? Does Okafor start both games? Do they beat Wolves and then go, right, okay, we're clear now. We can rest a couple of you. We'll bench Okafor. We'll bench up, you know. There is a slight worry with a lot of these where, especially more in the striker positions, where there is a slight worry where Okafor starts against Wolves, but then he's benched against Bournemouth. Welbeck starts against Tottenham, but he's benched against Chelsea. Cherky plays Arsenal, but he's benched against Burnley. Like, they are risks you're going to have to take. You are just going to have to accept that some of these may be benched on one and then start on the other. Because they're double game weeks and they're close together and, you know, match fitness and all that. I get all that and you know, that's part of the parcel. So I could take a punt on Okafor and hope he starts both games and scores in both games. Or I could just play it safe, go Bruno, who has penalties. Chelsea are making a lot of mistakes at the moment. So Bruno Fernandes could easily get a goal and assist. And he is 44% owned at the moment. Let's say 45% owned for argument's sake. And a lot of the bench boosters will have Bruno on their bench or in the 11. 100%. Bruno will be in the pack. In that pack. Where he could hurt me at the end of the day. Now, so the decision is, do I go with Okafor or do I play Bruno? Okafor against Wolves, that's the game. Okafor versus Wolves. The way Wolves played against West Ham, they just dropped their tools, really. And I think a similar thing can happen. This is Wolves are Leeds are at home as well. So there is that. I don't want to drop Gross because I think he's a good option and he covers the well at points. I think Semenyo and Haaland is a double up. You're just not losing. And Scott has looked really good for Bournemouth and he scored against Arsenal. And as I said, they have two nice fixtures against a poor Newcastle side and a Leeds side who really could be pretty much safe. So it is Okafor, Bruno. As I said, if O'Reilly's injured, Cherki comes in, that's it. Job done. My team's set. So bear that in mind. If O'Reilly's fit, it's an Okafor versus Bruno decision. At the moment, it's 60% Okafor, 40% Bruno. At the moment. That could easily change. I've got to 11 o'clock on Saturday to make decisions. So we'll just have to wait and see on that. Now, the front three. Now, as I said earlier, I did record this pod and it didn't say properly. But I went on a 5-minute tangent about my front three. So JP and Haaland are in. The ownership's big. It's a risk I don't want to take. They're in. I did have Palmer in a lot of my drafts. And as I said, I had a Zoom call with Sam yesterday and we spoke about it. And really, the only point of having Palmer is the penalties. Now, Chelsea could easily get a penalty in against Brighton, against United, easily. Maguire's not there either, by the way. So there is that opportunity that Palmer gets a penalty. However, Palmer's last, I think Sam read this stat out for me. I can't remember what it was. I think Chelsea have won 5 penalties this season. Joao Pedro's won 4 of them. So if Chelsea are getting a penalty, Joao Pedro's winning it. And if Palmer's crossing the ball, Joao Pedro's probably getting on the end of it. So, you know, there's got to be some risk, and there's got to be some risk, and there's got to be some sort of just, you want to hold that rank. You don't want to get hurt too much by the bench boost. And a lot of the bench boosters will have Joao Pedro in it, will have Bruno Fernandes in it, will have Gabriel in it. By the way, I'm not picking Gabriel at all, but they will have Gabriel on that bench. But Gabriel, City should score, so I don't think Gabriel's getting anything. So JP's in, Haaland's in, Palmer, I'm okay with not having now. Thiago is my striker at the moment, and I will try and say exactly what I said in my recording that basically failed. It's him or Cooper Jr. Now, as I said earlier, with Cooper Jr., I just looked. He played 17 minutes against United, but he did score. And then, oh no, I think he assisted. And then he played 84 minutes against Arsenal and he did score. So he has returned in his last 2 games. Fair play to him. However, Brentford George here. Brentford bias. And this probably is going to sound like Brentford bias. And if it is, whatever. But Saturday lunchtime, 12:30, Brentford. If we win, we go 2 points behind Liverpool again. Before they play, who they got? I think they got Palace. No. Oh, no, you've got Merseyside Derby. Thiago is also 1 goal behind Haaland for the Golden Boot. He's just scored 2 goals against Everton. He scored a goal against Brazil. For Brazil in his first international game. Albeit it was a penalty, but he still scored it. He's in the form of his life. He's absolutely, and excuse the breeze pun, he's absolutely buzzing. This is the biggest West London derby we've had in a very long time. He's just firing. And as I said, he's 1 behind Haaland. Now the question is, do I think Welbeck, I'm not considering DCL at all. I think he ain't it. I think he'd be a really frustrating player to have. And I think I'll just watch that Leeds game and I'll be ripping my hair out because of him. DCL could easily hurt me, but at the same time, he's not highly owned either. Not everyone's going there. A lot of people are going for Welbeck. Some people are going for Cooper Jr., like I just said, or even Evan Nilsson. Igor Thiago, as I just said, he's on the form of his life. He's playing in probably one of Brentford's biggest games this season. Probably one of our biggest games we've had for a few seasons now. He's on form. He's one behind Haaland. He'll be well up for it. We'll all be up for it. The atmosphere will be buzzing. And I as a Brentford fan, I do not, and I know you kind of have to go head over heart sometimes in FPL. And I try not to use my heart in this. I use my gut. I'll use my eye test and my gut, but I try not to use my heart too much. However, like it or not, a Brentford player is one goal behind Haaland for the Golden Boot. I now put him above Tony, and I loved Ivan Tony. I absolutely loved him. But I now put Thiago just above Ivan Tony. The way he plays, the way he's such a handful, Igor. He really is. And I love the guy. He loves Brentford, and I love him. And a game like this, I don't feel comfortable going to this game not having our top goal scorer or not having a Brentford player at all in this team. And if I'm going to have someone, it is going to be Thiago. Dango's on my bench in my actual team, but, you know, he could win a penalty for Thiago. He normally does. Sade is Sade. He's very hot and cold. But Thiago's the guy, and I generally do believe Thiago could get more points in this game than Welbeck can get against Spurs and Chelsea, that Krupin gets against Bournemouth and Leeds. Welbeck is my only worry, because I did have Welbeck in a lot of my drafts, and it did not feel right not having Thiago in it. And I'm 80% sure Thiago will be in my team, just purely, if it hurts me, it hurts me. But purely, I just do not feel comfortable going to this game, how big it is, not having basically the top goal scorer in the league right now. I know he's one behind Haaland. I know he technically isn't the top goal scorer in the league, but he pretty much is. He's pretty much on par with Haaland right now in terms of the goals they have. So yeah, I'm pretty set on that. The only decision really I need to make is if O'Reilly's fit, Okafor or Bruno. At the moment it's Okafor. I think it will stay on Okafor, but the fear of Bruno is there against this poor Chelsea defence. And again, if O'Reilly's not fit, if Pep says he's out, then I will play Strouk from Leeds, and then I'll play Cherki for City. The other option is I just bring in Gehi, and then I still have the Okafor Bruno conundrum. In a weird kind of way, I'd rather O'Reilly be injured, because I do want the Cherki, Semenya, Haaland triple up. So yeah, that's where I'm at. And this is the team me and Sam made. I'm very happy with it. It's just that one position, whether I go Okafor or I go Bruno. I'm kind of okay with not having Palmer now. I weren't at first, but the more I spoke to Sam about it, the more I kind of got behind not having him. Can Palmer hurt me? Absolutely. Because I've seen so many drafts that have Palmer in it. But I just, yeah, not yet. Not yet. Not anymore. Yeah, so that's my team, guys. I hope, let me know what you think in the... I can only look at Spotify comments, so feel free to comment on the Spotify. If not, Slack me, message me in the Slack. Get me on TikTok, GeorgeJ1993. Instagram as well, under the same name. Yeah, big game week. I'm really looking forward to it. Big game week. There's a big game, a big weekend for wrestling as well. For any wrestling fans, I'm really looking forward to WrestleMania. I'm going to hopefully stay up for both of them. And yeah, you know, Brentford, Fulham, Everton, Liverpool, Man City, Arsenal, some massive games this week. And then, of course, we have the doublers in the midweek as well. Thanks for listening, guys. It's taken me about an hour and a half to actually record this podcast. So we got there in the end. Hope you enjoy. And Green Arrows.